The Quickies on In.com.
Hello and welcome to In.com's Quickies. I'm Karan and let's dive right into your daily dose of entertainment for today. Here's some oddly disturbing news for you. Turns out Bollywood actress Koyna Mitra was sentenced to 6 months in prison on Tuesday in a check-bouncing case dating back to 2013. So the case was registered against Koyna in accordance with a complaint lodged by a model named Poonam Sethi in 2013. And following this, Koyna was asked to pay ₹4.64 lakhs to the complainant Poonam. At the Andheri Metropolitan Court in Mumbai, Magistrate Ketki Chavan rejected the actor's argument, which included her claim that Sethi could not afford to lend her ₹22 lakhs. Wow, that's quite an interesting argument. She didn't lend me 22 lakhs because she doesn't have 22 lakhs to lend me. And Koyna also stated that her lawyer wasn't present in the court during the final argument, so the order was passed without her side of the argument being presented in the court. And she further went on to say that her lawyers are currently working on a challenge plea, which is expected to take place next month. In an interview with In.com, she said right now she doesn't have anything to say except that it's a fraud case and she's being framed. Working with your childhood idol is a standard dream that most of us have, right? Sadly, only a few of us actually manage to do it. Tiger Shroff happens to be one of those lucky ones. The Baghi 2 actor has come together with his all-time inspiration, Hrithik Roshan, for the first time in their upcoming action film War, the teaser of which recently hit the internet. Tiger has been gushing about Roshan in multiple interviews and now Mr. Roshan has opened up about sharing the screen space with him. He said he feels that words won't do justice to describe Tiger's talent, and in a recent interview with DNA, Hrithik was all praises for Tiger by saying, "I've had a blast shooting for this movie with Tiger. Anything that I say about him will be less. My words won't do justice to the kind of talent he possesses." Wow, what a day to have your idol praise you like that. Tiger must be so elated right now. After the smashing success of Kabir Singh, Kiara Advani has been pretty busy movie-wise. The actor, who is presently working on Good News, a movie starring Akshay Kumar and Kareena Kapoor, will be appearing in a new age comedy titled Indu Ki Jawani. The Bollywood directorial debut of Bengali filmmaker Abir Sen Gupta will also bring us this fresh on-screen pairing, since Student of the Year 2 actor Aditya Steele has just come on board to play the male lead. Although Aditya's Bollywood debut happened with Tum Bin Tu in 2016, he rose to prominence after he played Manav, the antagonist in Tiger Shroff, Ananya Pandey and Tara Sutaria's film. Indu Ki Jawani revolves around Indu, a feisty girl from Ghaziabad, and her adventure with dating apps, which eventually become a mess, but a funny one, so don't worry. Aditya was also asked if he ever explored popular dating apps in real life. He says he did, but all that swiping left, swiping right, and matching with people freaked him out and he deleted the app in 3 days. Turns out he didn't like the experience because it made him feel like a piece of fresh meat. As for Kiara, she said she's never used dating apps, but her friends have. Well, it looks like we have two complete newbies to the dating app world doing a movie that revolves around dating apps. This is going to be quite an interesting movie. In the age of Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, it has become a lot more convenient for fans to connect to the stars they like and get photographs and basically get themselves some fan paraphernalia. But remember that time before social media and hashtags, where all one could do was to ask them for autographs and send them letters with the neatest handwriting you could possibly muster? So a fan of Akshay Kumar just took us back to that era and took to Twitter to recall a letter he had sent to Akshay over 2 decades ago in 1997. Even back in the 90s, I'm sure actors were flooded with fan mail, but Akshay still made it a point to reply and even sent a photograph of himself along with a list of his upcoming releases. What a sweet, sweet celebrity he is. As for Akshay's response to the photo, he said, "Good old days of fan mail." Just warms the heart, doesn't it? Prabhas and Shraddha Kapoor's magnum opus Saho recently averted a clash with Akshay Kumar's Mission Mangal and John Abraham's Butler House and was pushed to August 30th from being an Independence Day release. And from what we've seen so far, the film will be packed with cutting-edge action sequences which have been carefully choreographed. And when we say carefully, we mean expensively. Really expensively. Also, there is a new poster of Saho out and it features a love-struck Shraddha and Prabhas staring lovingly at each other. And another cool expensive fact is that Saho will reportedly feature the most expensive climax in recent times, and the makers have shelled out as much as 70 crore to film it. As for what happens in the scene, apparently Prabhas will be seen taking on 100 international fighters. How very unrealistically exciting! As for Shraddha, she will be playing a cop for the first time. Man, this is one action biggie to definitely look out for.
The Quickies on in.com.